If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Weekend across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way. Got Tyler Levine in tow as well. We look forward to that. We got a full hour here and a full weekend show and a replay on Sunday as the Olympics really start to heat up in week number two. It was a week ago tonight we were dealing with the controversial opening ceremonies, but those are now in the rearview mirror. So, yeah, we are front and center, locked and loaded, ready to go. Mike Jaminski, the former Duke All-American, journeyman in the NBA, had a nice career, over 12,000 points. He always tells some good stories, but he'll give us a little analysis on the Olympic basketball, both the men, and if we have time, the women, probably not, because we'll take it a little bit down towards the bottom of the hour, but we're going to make the best of having the G-man, Mike Jaminski, on the program. Still very close to Coach K and his retirement as well, still very close to the Duke program with golf tournaments, fundraisers, and then Jaminski, like I said, a native guy from Connecticut on that Gold Coast, so WGCH, the folks in Greenwich in that area will appreciate Mike Jaminski being on the program. Tyler Levine again coming up here just a little bit as we look forward to that. Soccer today, U.S. just crushed by Morocco. I mean, it was just 1-0 before you knew it, I think around the 27 or 30-minute mark, and then the onslaught was on. It was just a disgrace. And then we had more drama today with Argentina. They got knocked out. And other than that, listen, it's been in the pool. It's now the track and field. The mixed 4x400 was huge. So the United States, you know, running away with the Olympic, medal count. But again, you got to look towards that gold medal column, and that's where we look for more. Because really, I'm not saying a bronze and a silver isn't a great accomplishment, because it is. But the reality is, as we all know, it's a bigger deal when you bring home the gold. So we look forward to that as well. Daniel Ogden producing, and we love having him on board. Bailey Peck on the weekend as well. And don't forget, on Saturday night, 7 Eastern, Tyler, who's going to be in for the full hour today, will be with Nico Beef Sauce. They will have First Touch, their one-hour soccer program, and EPL right around the corner, folks. We are really right around the corner. That season's underway in 2 weeks from tonight. How about that? So we come back here. It's Sports Weekend, Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't go away.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. NC 24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying, and if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, rolling along here on Sports Weekend. Let's get him in here. We had him on during the NBA and college hoops. It's always good to get the G-Man, Mike Cheminski, NBA, and, of course, All-American at Duke University out of the Gold Coast of Connecticut, Monroe, Connecticut. We're also heard on great radio stations like WGCH in Greenwich. But let's get him in here. Tyler Levine's with me as well. Mike, Marty Terrell, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Marty. Good to be with you, Tyler.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Mike. I want to start with this men's Olympic team, Puerto Rico, tomorrow. They should win by four. I mean, that's a name your score game. At least that's how it looks on paper. The big discussion, though, Mike, and you got, we alluded to this off air when we discussed it, is, you know, just trying to juggle all these, you know, world-class players, distributing minutes, the Tatum situation the other, earlier this week. I mean, it's almost an unenviable job, but, you know, it does chemistry develop within the context of this Olympic run? Let's hear from you. What do you say?
Well, I know what happened. It was interesting in the, you know, when Coach K was coach of the team and Jerry Colangelo was running things, they actually went around and had individual meetings with guys and said, look, are you going to be okay? This is how we see your role. And everybody bought in to that. And it was, you know, everybody knew what their, you know, what their, basically their minutes and their role and, you know, what their time was going to be. Right. And so there was a buy-in on the front end. Now, I don't know if Steve Kerr did that. You know, I don't know what the communication has been like with this particular group. But, yeah, I mean, when you get 12 alpha dogs in there, I mean, it's, you know, I think LeBron has kind of taken over, you know, a little bit of a leadership role, and the guys would defer to him. But, you know, it's not an easy thing to sort out.
Absolutely. And Mike, Tyler Levine here. Very good to meet you. Grateful to have you on. How much do you think coaching actually matters at the Olympic level? I mean, obviously the U.S. has established themselves as the basketball superpower in the world. We set the standard for success. But how much of that success comes down to coaching versus simply the player's natural ability? And how do you think that's actually changed over the years?
Well, I think, you know, the thing, Tyler, you look back, and that's why I think that 92 was such a landmark occasion, and that it really made the rest of the world catch up. And I think you see it by the number of, you know, the number of guys that are drafted into the league every year from international, you know, venues, and how many of the teams now have NBA guys who are playing for their respective countries. I mean, the number has gone up dramatically, you know, in that time. So I think from the Dream Team standpoint, obviously, I don't think Chuck Daly had a much get up out of his seat during that whole time. You know, I know he never called time out, and but things have gotten closer for sure. And I'm looking at the teams. You know, Canada's got a bunch of NBA guys, and Germany had a great win against France today. I don't see any team that should beat the United States, yeah. But I think it's gotten a lot closer.
Talking to Mike Jaminski. Mike, let's go to NBA free agency. And I tell you what, you grew up a Knicks fan. Tyler's an upstate New York guy. He's a Knicks fan. I like the Celtics-Knicks rivalry, but I lean towards the Leprechaun. But I will say this. This Eastern Conference of the Atlantic Division between Boston, New York, and Philly, look out. This is going to be just an unbelievable three-pack of teams, Mike. Let's go back to your East Coast roots, Boston, New York, Philly, as we get ready for 24-25 later on this fall. Let me hear.
Well, Marty, it does my heart good to see that because, playing back in the 80s when I was, right in the middle of that mix with, with the Nets and then with the 76ers, that the Atlantic Division used to be, before the realignment and everything, and those teams were always really dominant, and it was really hard to come out of the East. There were some who would say the Lakers had always a little bit easier path to the finals, with what they had to face out in the West. But, my goodness, with what Philly has added and just Boston keeping everybody together and the Knicks improving, the big thing for New York is just going to be staying healthy. They keep everybody, in one piece throughout the playoffs. They're going to have a much better run than they did last year, which was phenomenal.
I wanted to actually go off of your time with the Nets and in Philly because both have very demanding fan bases and obviously put a ton of pressure on the team to win. what do you think that pressure is like compared to tying it into the Olympics, going to win a gold medal? Do you see it more similar to a playoff environment? Does one carry a heavier weight than the other?
Tyler, it's playing in those, when you play in the New York market, now, granted, the Knicks will always be in the hierarchy of that market, ahead of the Nets. It's just going to be a fact. It's how it'll always be. But, I remember playing in Philly that even, after practices and shoot-arounds, we had 60, 70 media people there every single day, to contend with and to deal with. And that was at the onset, a little bit of talk, sports talk radio and WIP was, they were brutal. So, to play in that Philadelphia market, you got to have a pretty thick bark. And I got this, the same thing when you're playing up in New York. I mean, it takes a special type of player to come in to be drafted into that market and to do pretty well.
Yeah, Mike, and you're exactly right. Cataldi and all those guys on that radio station back there, I don't know how you guys did it, and the Eagles deal with it, the Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, you name it. It's a rough and tumble town, there's no question about it. Hey, how about the Knicks, though? You got to love it. I mean, you're a Duke guy, but to see the Nova Knicks and to see what they're doing, I always thought Jay Wright was going to be the guy there. I really did. I thought he was going to be handpicked to coach the Knicks, but Tibbs not only has done a good job, he just got extended. How about the Knicks? I think Madison Square Garden is it's going to be like a throwback to the Halcyon days of the mid-90s with Ewing, Starks, and Oakley and those guys. I think this rendition of the Knicks is now poised for a nice, 4 or 5 year run. Do you see it that way, Mike? And how about that Big East influence with Nova? How about that? Let me hear.
Yeah, you get it's like Villanova North, but Marty, I grew up a Knicks fan. I mean, you know, Marv Albert calling games, you know, and Frazier and DeBuscher and Reed, and those were my teams when I was starting to follow basketball. I know you've got the Boston bent to you, but you know, I'm from Southern Connecticut, and it was all New York teams. And I tell you, Madison Square Garden was one of my favorite arenas of all time to play in. It's just always been special to me. There's always been especially when they're good, there's an unbelievable energy, and I think you saw that this year in the playoffs. It was electric in the Garden, and basketball, the NBA is just better when they're better, and it's a franchise that's mm-hmm. been down. And, you know, they're right there in Adam Silver's backyard. And I know that he is thrilled about the fact that they're becoming relevant again.
I wanted to take things out west because I saw you said in an interview prior to the announcement of J.J. Redick being named head coach Lakers, or you said it would be a huge leap of faith. And I 100% agree and agreed at the time prior to them making the decision. How much pressure do you think your fellow Duke alumni is going to be under with virtually no coaching experience, and what type of window you think to win he has? You know, how much pressure are they going to put on him off the bat?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot, Tyler, and I, you know, to me the mystifying thing, and let's face it, I mean, LeBron had a sign off on this, Anthony Davis mm-hmm. had a sign off on it. You know, it was in a lot of ways a player's decision, and maybe that's why it helped him doing the podcast with LeBron. Maybe that gave him an edge over everybody. But to me, I think he made a big mistake in not coaching in the summer league. You know, here's a guy who has never sat on the bench anywhere. Now, there are guys who have been hired in the league. I mean, Larry Bird was taken on without any, you know, Isaiah Thomas. You know, we can go down the list of guys who have gotten jobs and never having coached before. But, to me, if I was JJ, I'd want to get as much time on the bench, even if it's summer league. I mean, that to me would have been invaluable, and I think he made a mistake there. But that, too, is not an easy market out there. They're all about it. You know, it's all about winning championships. It's not about winning their conference or their division or, you know, comes down to titles. So there are a lot of expectations, and JJ's got a bit of a combative personality too, so I'm going to be curious to see what type of coaching personality he develops, and you know, what his relationship with the media is, and you know, how all that goes.
It's going to be interesting. Mike, we appreciate you, man. We love having you on. I hope you have a good summer. We got some other stuff going on with you later on coming up in either August or September. We love having you on, and then we're going to work something out with basketball. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you, pal.
Thank you. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Tyler. Great being with you.
All right, there you go. Good job, Tyler. Marty Terrell here with Tyler Levine. We'll roll along here on Sports Byline. Daniel Ogden as well. We'll get Daniel in here to the mix. I want to see what's going on, see if he's got some F1. We will see on that. We come back here, Sports Weekend. Don't forget, First Touch, the Soccer Hour. It is an incredible show with that man right there, Tyler Levine, Nico Beef Sauce, Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, across the entire network of Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, it is sports weekend. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Daniel Ogden in tow as well. I got to get a quick Formula One update. The weekend, guys, on Saturday, if I don't do the Formula One on Friday and they don't hear it, I get some grief. but it's the only sport I know that, you know, it's about one guy, Daniel. Oh, Mad Max. I mean, who else matters? I know your guy every once in a while, but, man, this is worse than when Tiger dominated the PGA Tour, for crying out loud. What's in store, F1? Let's hear.
So, actually, past couple races have been pretty interesting. I think they're up to six different drivers. Actually, yeah, there's six different drivers that have won a race. They are on the summer break for the next 3 weeks. So this last weekend was the last race for until the end of August. But interesting race and sort of controversial, actually. George Russell did a one stop. Everybody else pitted twice. He stayed out on old tires. He won the race from Lewis Hamilton in second. And then ended up having or being disqualified because the car was about 1.5 kilograms underweight. And they said that the tires were so worn down that the car ended up being underweight and he lost the victory. After, like, they went through the whole thing. He celebrated and everything.
Oh. And so Hamilton got it?
Yeah, it ended up going to default to Hamilton. And then Oscar Piastri was in third and Max was fourth, but he's still leading, yeah. I think by about 70 or 80 points with about 10 races to go.
You know, Tyler, earlier this summer Miami had an F1 down there. How big was that?
Oh my god. It's
what
insane.
Was that like?
I mean, I don't know what it is. It's like anything comes to Miami, it's just out of control. But it's always a spectacle. I mean, celebrities are out all over the place, can't get a reservation at any of the restaurants, traffic's going nuts. I didn't get to go this year. I wanted to go for the last 2 years. I haven't been able to, but I'm certainly going to make a point to go. I know, was it Lando Norris had won down here in Miami? Mm-hmm.
Yep, Norris
I believe
won in
so.
Miami.
Yep. Look at you guys. You guys are both up on this. I'm impressed. All right, real quick. So after the three-week break, Daniel, final question for you. Where do they head, and then what is the fall going to be like, in your opinion?
They have a couple more races in Europe, and then I know for sure Monza, which is the Temple of Speed, as they say. that one's always fun. And then they head out here. They head out this direction again.
Vegas, right?
And they do, can't remember the exact order, but it's, you know, Austin, Brazil, Mexico City, and then Vegas eventually.
Right, Vegas, late in the year. All right, good job. We appreciate that, Daniel Ogden. There's your Formula One update for all you people who just gravitate towards it. I mean, I watched one over in Japan that Daniel convinced me, you know, get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and watch it. but it's unbelievable. All right, Tyler, let's switch. Here come the Yankees now. Big sweep over Philly. Jazz Chisholm. We just never seen a start like this in a Yankee uniform. The guy came with a little bit of baggage, you know, maybe a clubhouse lawyer type of attitude. But let me tell you something. As you pointed out, he and Judge clicked right away, started using Aaron Judge's bat, and I guess that bat's loaded with home runs because, man, was he on a tear. Here comes Toronto. I think this is a critical series. I don't want to see a letdown. Yankee fans don't want to see a letdown. I think this team, really, this is going to be a defining series, even though it's against the Blue Jays. Give me a quick hit on your Yankees.
No, 100%. I think that this is the series to show that what happened in Philly was not a fluke, that we are here, we are feeling good, we are awake, things have turned. You know, we got what was, you know, the month of July out of our system, you know, pre-All-Star break. We took the time to rest up, and we're here, and we're going to dominate. And, you know, that's the way it should be. That's the way it always has been. And it's time to get back on top. And I hope that, you know, they can come together as a team and overcome just what I personally believe is, you know, a coaching flaw, and where, you know, manager-wise, no matter who we face in the playoffs, we'll be up against it, and they'll have the advantage on that side of things. But ultimately, if the bats are awake and we're hitting the ball the way that we can, it doesn't matter who the other coach is. You know, we should be winning ball games and making our way to hopefully the World Series.
How much concern with Gerrit Cole being as shaky as he's been coming off injury? How about that?
I think that he... It's tough because I just think that when we get to the playoffs, I'm hoping that he can really turn it around, because he obviously has been shaky. Coming off an injury is always, it's always sketchy with these pitchers. You never know, but it's very similar to golf. Once you get in a groove, you get in a groove. And I hope that I hope that our bats help him and, you know, alleviate some pressure from him and just get us to the playoffs in good position, winning the division, so he can come in and do his thing and be mentally locked in and ready to go.
I tell you, not only did Chisholm, you know, fortify the lineup, but LeMahieu finally woke up. He drove in all six the other day against Philly, including a grand slam. Other guys are stepping up. Verdugo was in a massive slump. Judge is just tearing the cover off the baseball. I mean, he is frightening when he hits it on the meat of the bat. Look out, a sweet spot. I mean, it's just lethal. And then you get Stanton back. And defensively, Cabrera, even though I guess his innings will now be cut dramatically, or his starts, but defensively, they've tidied up that infield. Volpe is steady Eddie. This team, I'm telling you, I called it, and I'm going to stick with it, and I may be wrong. I think they're going to put together like 18 of the next 21 in the win column. I really do. The schedule's very favorable. Baltimore showed nothing last night. They got smoked. They threw a raggedy arm pitcher out there in a key game against Cleveland on the road. You got to do a better job than that. You know, the dugout boss there, Brandon Hyde's done a hell of a job. But I will tell you right now, I think the Yankees are going to win that division. You see it that way? You see a tear coming? Or what do you see out of the Yanks?
I 100% see a tear coming. You know, at least what I've seen coming out of the All-Star break, it looks like the weight is off their shoulders. It looks like that, you know, they took a deep breath and centered and said, all right, let's remember who we are and what team we're playing for here. Because, you know, this is our division. This is our division to win. There's no reason why, with the roster that we have, coming out of an All-Star break, guys are getting healthy again, why we don't step on the gas and blow the doors off this thing. It's the expectation. I think that these guys, you know, they have, you know, they've had enough bulletin board material for a lifetime over the last 2 months. So, you know, they heard, you know what I mean? You see this in sports a lot. People talk, and then the team clicks and they seem to really get in a groove. And a lot of times that stuff can be used as motivation to push forward, get to the next level, and do what we're here to do, which is just take care of business. That's it. Simple.
I agree with that. I really do. And I thought it came at the expense of Boston. The Red Sox had owned them. Devers was using them as his personal whipping boy. I mean, he was crushing Yankee. He really was. He was crushing Yankee pitching. It didn't matter. I mean, he was swinging at pitches up and out of the strike zone and putting the ball in the seats at Yankee Stadium. And also I could think, as a paranoid Red Sox fan, I said, you know, Devers and his agent, even though they just signed him to a long-term deal, they're going to look at his Yankee numbers, Yankee Stadium numbers, and go, you know what? Guess what? When he's a free agent, that's where he's going to go play. I mean, it just seems awfully odd. We shall see. The other thing, too, out west, I've been watching a lot of baseball. The Dodgers, Kershaw didn't even get a strikeout the other night against San Diego. He got whooped. He didn't even make it to the fifth. I think he went like 3 2/3. First time in ever he did not record one single strikeout. He looks like a shell of his former self. And I'm telling you, Glasnow hasn't been great. I'm telling you, the Dodgers right now, and now you got Freddie Freeman with his son being diagnosed with a very serious autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré, which is could be fatal. Freddie Freeman carrying a heavy heart around right now. Ohtani, of course, is Ohtani, but he had the baggage from the, you know, the spring training and the whole scandal thing. I still think that's taken a pound of flesh out of him. So, all right, you stick right there, Tyler. We'll come back on the other side. DJ Shields will join us from Dallas-Fort Worth. He's going to talk some Colorado Buffaloes. He is puffing his chest out. Now, the Buffs last year got off to a nice start, but they ended 4-8, and they're picked 13th, according to Phil Steele, in the Big 12 as they leave the Pac-12 with everybody else. Coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, before long, it'll be a football Friday. We'll be doing those. We look forward to them. You'll hear everything. Analysis. We'll be recapping games. Bears over the Texans. Weather shortened game, 21-17, Canton, Ohio last night. I know all the football junkies. Tyler Levine was watching, I guarantee you. The guy we're having on right now, DJ Shields, was watching. I couldn't have cared less. I was watching baseball. I'm not watching that junk. I'm not watching that junk. DJ, what's up, Marty and Tyler? How are you?
What's happening, baby? I'm here in Dallas, Texas. I'm ready to rock and roll, but I got one thing to say. Now, I did not watch that game because I had some other family stuff going on, but that new kickoff rule, that is some. Nobody's getting hit. Nobody's running. It's just lame to me. I don't know, but I didn't mean to cuss. I'm sorry, but I just don't like it.
Now, remember the language deal, all right? I love you.
I got you. One strike. Only one strike. I got you. I got you.
See what I deal with, Tyler? See what I deal with? Oh, unbelievable. Man. All right, let me start. Now, listen, I love you to death, but you're blowing up Colorado and Sanders and Shador and Deion and the whole deal. Off to a quick start a year ago, 4-8 they finished. Now, Phil Steele and other publications have them in the lower tier of the return to the Big 12. Look it, they've got some talent. They got a lot of transfers. You're saying now, you're telling me what about Colorado? Let's start right there with Deion and the Buffs, year number two.
I'll start with this. Phil Steele, peel meal, I don't give a dang. I won't say the other word. I don't give a dang because primetime has it going on. The Colorado Buffaloes, a lot of people don't like Deion Sanders because he has a way of confidence. People forget he was a player. He played that. He did that. He won Super Bowls. He knows what a championship team looks like. He built that. He went to Colorado where they haven't won in a long time. His son Shador, his son Shiloh. I watched these kids play football in Frisco and Prosper, Texas from the time they were growing up. These kids were stars when they started. Now, of course, it takes a team around them, right? But they were stars a long time ago, and this has been a long time coming, man. I think, you know, they've got the right – with the transfer portal, they have the right pieces in place. They went from a super small line on the offensive line. Now they have guys that actually will block for him. Tom Brady, you know, teaches him and trains with him how to throw the ball, not like he didn't know how to throw the ball already. And Shador is going to be a star, man. On the other end, Shiloh, he's a headhunter. He reminds me of Roy Williams that played for OU and played for the Cowboys. He may not be the fastest, but he will get to where the coverage is. He will get on top of the receiver. And look, if you're looking up for that ball, he will pop your butt, and you better be ready because he's going to make you turn your head.
Talking to DJ Shields. Go ahead, Tyler. Take it away.
I was just going to say, man, I 100% agree with what you're saying about the confidence with Deion Sanders. And people underestimate that. You know, Marty and I talk a lot on this show about teams and how the fish rots at the head, and that the organization can have the best players on the team, but if they're not ran by the right person, it can crumble very fast and get very ugly. And I feel the exact same way that you feel about this Colorado team. I think that having a guy like Deion in the locker room leading you, who has been there, done that, talk the talk and walk the walk, means equally as much as having good guys on the field. And obviously, they have a very strong roster. I want to ask about Travis Hunter. He missed 3.5 games after a really nasty, dirty play against Colorado State last year. What type of impact does that have on this team this season? And do you have any worries with injury concerns?
I don't, man. I don't, Tyler. I think with Travis Hunter, the kid is, you know, Deion found him to be a two-way star. He is exactly that. I think a lot of us take that for granted. You know, when we were, if you played football in high school or in a small school, 1A, 2A, 3A, you played both ways. You know, nowadays people play one way and you kind of sit on the sideline. And I'm kind of old school, man. I'm 44 going on 45. Y'all call me Papa Shields. That's kind of the way that I look at things is Travis Hunter's an old school player. Deion knows that. He's going to get the minutes out of him on the offensive side, on the defensive side. And I don't think that injury is going to take a toll. He's a winner, man. And guys like that, They train. They let people talk about him. You hear all the noise in the background. But when those lights come on, it's time to shine. He's ready to shine.
Yeah, so you expect fully that regardless of the injury last year and the impact that that it has not having him, that you expect him to see just as much time on both sides of the ball that we saw last season, before and after that injury.
I definitely do, man. I think you'll see the same amount of time on both sides of the ball, and I think they may have one or two more guys that they may exploit that with as well. So, again, they're loaded with talent. Getting off subject because that's what I do. They have guys that – on the offensive line, they built that. On the defensive line, they got better. And Colorado's being really underestimated, and that's what Deion likes. You know, there was the article that came out today that I sent to Marty. They asked Shadur what he thought they were ranked, and he said number two in the country. I'll agree with him. I'll say top five. I won't go as far as two. But I will tell you this. Shadur Sanders is the best quarterback in college football. I don't care what anybody says. You have all these other guys. The media wants to hate on Deion, hate that he's done this for his son. He's trained him from a very young age at a very high level.
Yeah.
And I watched it when he was younger. People are talking from outside noise that are sitting on their couches doing nothing, eating ice cream. These guys don't know anything. And in some of the sports writers, there's good ones and there's controversy. But I'm telling you, these boys are going to be something to be dealt with. Colorado will be a top five team by the time the season's done.
I love the optimism. I do. But here's where I want to go. If that's true, never mind top five. I want to see them. I will bow to you if they make the 12-team playoff. This is the first year. You're telling me right now, Colorado, and I'd love to see it. And I'm not a hater on Deion Sanders. The only thing I didn't like is when he dumped a bucket of water over Tim McCarver. I thought he was better than that when he was with the Braves. But that being said, the guy has flat out delivered. Now, 4-8 last year doesn't set the world on fire. A, if they make the playoff, I'll bow to you. But I look at the schedule. They don't beat Utah. They're going to play a very tough Central Florida team. Nebraska early on in September is going to be tough because they're vastly improved. At Arizona, at Texas Tech, Kansas is going to be a top 15, top 18 team. That schedule on the surface doesn't appear to be that difficult. But away from Boulder, that schedule is brutal. How are they going to overcome that, DJ?
So I like your point, Marty. Kansas, they're a great team. That's a team that I picked. I said will definitely be a top 20 team. Their quarterback, they have great quarterback play as long as he comes back healthy. They're a dangerous team. Some of the other teams, not so much. I know Utah in the past, they've been kind of a stickler for people, but Colorado will beat Utah. To beat Colorado, I'll put it this way. To beat Colorado this year, if you do not score 40 points, you will not beat Colorado. Because every time they get the ball, they will go down the field. They will methodically beat you. They will score at will. If you don't score 40, you're not going to beat them, period.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. One more follow-up, and I'll let Tyler go. Why is Deion so polarizing? I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. You know them. Why is he so polarizing? I mean, there's no middle ground. You either love the man or you despise him. Why is that?
It's kind of, I think that's the winner's mentality is, I didn't go into play other level of sports besides a little bit of college ball in high school, but if you have that mentality about yourself, that your standards, I'm going to win no matter what anyone says about me, thinks about me, they talk about me, I'm going to win no matter what. That's how Deion has thought his whole life. When people were against him, he wouldn't go to a D1. He wouldn't go to this and that. He went to Florida State, goes on to have a great career, wins Super Bowls, goes to the Hall of Fame. They doubted him his whole life. They're still doubting him. There's no reason. He achieved all that, I guarantee you, with his sons. That's his main focus, his sons and bringing a team together. If he achieved that by himself and he's looking out for his family, he will definitely achieve this. It may take a couple years, but he'll get there.
All right, I'm sold. I'm all in on Colorado in the playoff. Let me ask you this, though, because obviously they're going to face some tough tests. Outside of their schedule that we're looking at here, they make it to the playoffs. The playoffs are starting. Who are they going to have to overcome? Who do you think is going to be their biggest test? Who's going up against them to potentially win a national title outside of the obvious and, a team like Georgia?
To be honest with you, I haven't looked how that bracket is set up. I'll do more digging into that this week. But, you have Texas, you have Georgia, you have Ole Miss with Jackson Dart. Ole Miss is going to be a thorn in a lot of people's side. You still have Alabama with the new coach going there. They're going to be tough as always. So it's not going to be easy. But they will get into the 12. I think they finish top five. I won't go as far as saying they will win the national championship. However, I would be happy if they did. I love Deion. I love the way those boys work. So I wouldn't be mad even if my Texas lost. And I love Texas. I'm a big Deion fan, fan of his sons. And I love Colorado. So they will finish, to me, top five. But it's, hey, it's going to be a lot of work. It's not going to be easy.
I know one thing. I'd like to be sitting with you guys in a sports bar restaurant watching Colorado play Tyler's Michigan. It bring back memories of Cordell Stewart to Westbrook with a game winner at Folsom Field. I'm serious. DJ, we got to make sure that happens. Let's get a little Michigan-Colorado, the defending national champions on the in the playoff, huh? Let's hear it.
Hey, baby, look, hey, Colorado might be there, but Michigan is definitely not going to be there. All the people they lost.
Oh, come on.
And Harbaugh's gone. Hey, they can't even pay him to come there. Nobody wants to live in Michigan, dude. Come on. Who wants to live there?
They want to play in that big house, baby. The cream of the crop.
Unbelievable. DJ, man, if it doesn't happen in Texas or Colorado, it does not happen with DJ Shields. He is
hey, I'm speaking. Hey, I did not say that. Now, I got one other, but I'm going to keep that to myself. I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to go with my two teams. And that's how I'm rolling the whole season, baby. Let's go.
All right, we're thinking of putting you on Thursdays and Fridays during the football season. What if that transpires? Will DJ Shields, Giovanna, or whoever we pair you up with, the resulting podcast with all your picks, I cannot wait. I mean, you're talking it. I hope you can walk it, Big Cat. Let me hear.
Hey, look, Martin, let me tell you something. I talk it, not walk it, baby. If you know me, DJ, a.k.a. Winning Shields, you better ask about me. I'll send you something. And I got a couple more things to say before you cut me off. I know you got to get out of here. I want to send a special shout-out to my guys at Southern Synthetics Turf. You guys need turf in Dallas. These guys are amazing. You guys check them out. Also, check out our podcast. Go ahead and follow us, Winners.Only Podcast. We'll be going live August 25th. That's when we will actually, you know, start bring the live show. And then my other guy, I got a shout-out to my guy, Bruno at Wholesale Patio. You guys check this out, wholesalepatiostexas.com. You need a barbecue pit, a kitchen, anything like that. And last but not least, my partner in my other business, Frisco Grass Guys. If you guys need sod, friscograssguys.com. Hit up Justin Merchant, and I'm out of here, baby. Let's go.
Won't hang up. You're a selling machine. I love it. And here's what I want to tell you. The podcast, I got Levine and Beef Sauce on soccer, and Tyler can handle the baseball, the World Series. Got you on football. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
And, I'm fired up, too.
I mean, and to hear you guys pick games is going to be funny. That is going to be hilarious. I'm telling you, DJ, we're going to promote the heck out of you. You talked about pressure. You're going to feel the pressure.
Hey, you know what, Marty? I've been dealing with pressure my whole life. You know when I do best? Under pressure. Let's get it. And one other thing. I want to thank all you guys. Josh Chandler Cabinets, for this opportunity up with me with you guys. Through Tucker and Marty, thank you for having me to be a co-host and let me branch out. And then Tyler, you know we're going to do some things. Let's get it.
Yeah, baby. I'm very excited. We've been texting Marty on the side. We're going to do some collabing throughout the football season because obviously I'm not a one-trick pony. Soccer's my love, but NFL, college football, I live for it, baby. I'm so excited. DJ's energy gets me so fired up, man. I'm ready to run through a wall.
I love it. Hey,
look,
hey, Josh,
hey, don't run through a wall. You better put a helmet on first.
Hey, DJ, Josh Chandler, he was a UFC fighter, was he not?
So he was not, but Josh, I know you're probably listening to this. He trains with some UFC guys, but he
owns, okay, that's got, what it was. Okay.
Yeah, Chandler Cabinets, ChandlerCabinets.com. They build the best custom cabinets in the state of Texas. I mean, they're all over, man. If you have a nice house and you want some nice cabinets, Josh is the guy that you hit up, and he'll take care of you. Tell him I sent you.
All right, when you open up one of those Chandler cabinets, find a whole bunch of winning picks from DJ Shields. I love you, brother. You got great energy. Good job out of you, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Y'all too. I'll talk soon. All right, Tyler. Later, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you guys. Tyler Levine and DJ Shields spearheading this new stable of talent here on Sports Overnight and Sports Weekend. Tyler, you sit right there. We're going to hear you talk about the Saturday soccer show. That's coming up next year. He'll promote it. Stay tuned. Get all the details on Sports Byline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Sports weekend, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. Tyler is going to tee it up on Saturday night, 7 Eastern. We look forward to it. First touch. Let's hear it. First glance, Tyler, what's in store?
Well, baby, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the Premier League season, and we're going to be doing something that really isn't done too much here stateside, and focusing on the coverage of European football, the higher level, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, top five leagues, Champions League, you name it. We're covering it. We're giving opinions on it, hot takes on it. For this Saturday, we're going through some transfer news. There's been a lot of injuries, so we're certainly going to break those down and how they impact the teams that are suffering from that injury crisis. Are they going to make late moves? Who needs to stay? Who needs to go? Definitely be going through some preseason winners and losers. We saw a lot of guys break out. We saw a lot of teams not looking great, a lot of new coaches. So we're certainly going to be breaking down that and definitely looking ahead at the Champions League. You know, it might be a little too early, but we just can't wait to get the season up and running. We can't wait to get over there, give you guys just a look into what the environment is like outside the stadium, in the stands, the whole nine yards. And couldn't be more excited for the show Saturday.
While you're on the air Saturday night, there's a heck of a soccer game at MetLife, rather, in New Jersey. Give me a quick 10 seconds on that. Who is it? I forgot.
I honestly don't even know.
I think it's I think it's Real Madrid, honestly. I do think I heard that. They're playing stateside.
Oh, I
New
love
Jersey.
That. Well, yes. that'll be interesting. I mean, we'll see if Mbappe plays. I'm sure Endrick, who's a Brazilian teenager who's been tipped to be huge. He made a move over to Madrid. So we'll see how that looks and how he looks. definitely be tuning
in. Loved having you on today, man. You're going to have a great show. I look forward to it. Thank you, pal. Tyler Levine, great job out of DJ Shields. Mike Jaminski as well. Daniel Ogden, stellar job out of you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the weekend here on Sports Byline. Adios.